often ask me about the people or the individuals who influenced my path as a lettering artist. My mom started her career as a kindergarten teacher. She raised three kids, and her story didn't stop there. She wanted to become better and reach the higher position in her role as an educator. While she was raising three kids and having a day job, she pursued a second degree, and that allowed her to ascend to the role of a school principal. So she became a school principal of the school she used to work as a teacher. And I have to say that I grew up witnessing my mom develop herself, all while being a present mom. You know, I remember seeing my mom working really hard and at the same time spending time with me and drawing with me and playing with me. I remember also visiting her at her job and observing her while she was interacting with other people, how she managed the personnel and other teachers. That was really inspiring for me and also showed me that professional success and personal fulfillment can really coexist. And her commitment to growing and developing her abilities and also, you know, developing her ability to balance multiple roles, which had to do with being a present mom and at the same time being a leader and a principal at the school, this really influenced my creative mindset. So Silvia was really my first role model. So having someone to look up to is like really having that roadmap. She showed me what was possible and then I just had to go after it. And that's where I think that mindset and role models are so important. Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business. From struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer, I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Hello and welcome back to Open Studio Podcast. I'm Martina Floro, your host, and today I want to share a few mindset that really helped me as I was building my career as a lettering artist. So full disclosure, I used to think that a mindset was a bit woo-woo. And I know that perhaps you do as well. And you, whenever someone speaks about mindset, you think like, well, yeah, prove it to me. But over time, I started noticing the impact of your beliefs and how they influence your results. And ultimately, I have to say that it makes sense when you think about the fact that if you don't believe that you can do it, you won't even get started. Whenever I don't think that something is possible, I don't even put any effort into that. And this is where mindset comes in. When you start building your mindset and shifting your focus towards possibilities and what could be possible for you, that automatically sets you in motion. So you have a lot more chances to achieve something if you believe that you can achieve that. Now, before we start, I have prepared a very simple PDF that I want you to download. It contains all these five mindsets, but also I wanted to link some of the episodes of the podcast in case you have missed them. So I have linked the five mindsets with a few podcast episodes where I have gone deeper into each one of those mindsets. So today I'm just going to share this mindsets, but there's a few podcast episodes that I have recorded in the past where I go deeper into each one. And also I have added a few daily affirmations that you can use to reinforce these mindsets. So you can grab a copy on martinaflor.com/mindset. It's nothing too fancy. It's just a set of the five mindsets that I'm going to share with you today, plus the episodes that go deeper, you know, a link to the episodes that go deeper into those mindsets. If you're looking to develop one of them more than the other, I think that resource is going to be really useful for you. Now, I hope I shared the link. It's martinaflor.com/mindset. Now, let's dive into today's episode. And I want to start with a little story. People often ask me about the people or the individuals who influence my my path as a lettering artist. Sure, if I have to name something, I will always name Luis Fili, who is a legend in lettering. But there's someone that is closer to my life who played a very important role in my success. And that would be my mom, Silvia. And I get a little bit emotional just by naming her. My mom started her career as a kindergarten teacher. She raised three kids, so I have two older brothers. I'm the little one. And her story didn't stop there. She wanted to become better and kind of reach the higher position in her role as an educator. And she pursued while she was raising three kids and having a day job, she pursued a second degree. And that, a second degree at a university, and that allowed her to ascend to the role of a school principal. So she became a school principal of the school she used to work as a teacher. And I have to say that I grew up witnessing my mom develop herself. And I witnessed my mom leading a team of teachers, all while being a present mom. I remember seeing my mom working really hard and at the same time spending time with me and drawing with me and playing with me. I remember also visiting her at her job and observing her while she was interacting with other people, how she managed the personnel and other teachers. So that was really inspiring for me. And Silvia, my mom, also showed me that professional success and personal fulfillment can really coexist. And as I started shaping my own path, I couldn't help but to remember all the things that I had learned and seen my mom do and hope that, expect the same for me. And her commitment to growing and developing her abilities and also, developing her ability to balance multiple roles, which had to do with being a present mom and at the same time being a leader and a principal at the school, which has a very high level of responsibility. This really influenced my creative mindset. So Silvia was really my first role model. And just as I witnessed my mom build a career she loves, my kids have seen me do exactly that throughout the years. And that makes me so proud of myself and also so happy about having had my mom as a mom. So having someone to look up to is like really having that roadmap, or really, in a way, is planting. I think my mom, what she did is she planted that possibility for me. She showed me what was possible, and then I just had to go after it. And that's where I think that mindset and role models are so important. Now, as I grew as a lettering artist, I, of course, continue to have role models, and I learned from their mindsets in a way to shape my own. And today I want to share with you five of the most powerful mindsets that I have learned and made mine throughout the years. Now, the number one is growth mindset. Any craft can be learned if you stay consistent and show up to do the work. So I want you to embrace challenges and how difficult it seems at the beginning as an opportunity for you to learn and grow. If you feel that it's difficult, it's because you're pushing your boundaries and it's because you're going out of your comfort zone. And that is a good sign. So I want to invite you to see setbacks not as failures, but as stepping stones for improvement. And I think it's such a great mindset to have, the idea that you are constantly growing and you're constantly learning. So learning is a never-ending activity. Mindset number two, seeking critique and guidance. This is a mindset that has really helped me throughout the years. So actively seeking critique and guidance to understand your strengths and your areas of improvement is super important. I would say don't be afraid to look for help if that can make your path and your journey more enjoyable and less frustrating. I've seen that happening throughout the years as I was getting, someone to look over my shoulder and indicating, the things that I could do better, but also indicating the things that I was doing right. That was really valuable for me because, you know, seeking for feedback doesn't necessarily mean that someone will give you negative feedback. Oftentimes, feedback is super positive and it reinforces your path. It makes you say like, hey, I'm doing it right and I'm getting better. And I think this is a super valuable tool or a super valuable mindset to shape your growth as an artist. Hey, before we dive back into our discussion, I have something incredibly exciting to share with you. Ever dreamt of expanding your skills, learning an expertise like lettering, and discovering the secrets of the trade, and perhaps even turning your passion into a thriving career? Well, now is your chance. I'm thrilled to invite you to my upcoming free workshop, The Secrets to Success in Lettering Design, starting in April 1st. Now, this comprehensive week-long training is not just your average workshop. It's the largest lettering design workshop in the world. And yes, you have heard it right. It's completely free. Over the course of a week, I will be pulling back the curtain and sharing all the insider knowledge I've gathered over my 13 years or plus 13 years as a lettering artist. From diving into the lettering revolution to empowering you with valuable tips and tricks to master the art of hand lettering, this masterclass is packed with insights that can transform your career and, let me say, life. But that's not all. We will also unlock strategies to monetize your skills, whether you're looking to build a fulfilling career or a side hustle doing what you love. This is for you. So you can sign up on martinaflor.com/masterclass. Again, martinaflor.com/masterclass. Now, here's the catch. I won't be hosting another workshop like this for a year. So if you're serious about diving into the world of lettering design, you absolutely need to be there on April 1st. All sessions are live with a Q&A with me, plus some fun and exciting giveaways. So trust me, you don't want to miss out on this. Now, what are you waiting for? Head over to martinaflor.com/masterclass and secure a spot in Secrets to Success in Lettering Design. This is your no-risk opportunity to explore what your life could look like this time next year. Join us on martinaflor.com/masterclass. I will see you there. Mindset number three, creation over practice. And I speak about this often. So to turn pro in what you do, to become really good in what you do, you need to start behaving like a professional, like a really good artist, even before you're officially recognized as a professional artist. So this implies finishing your work and thinking that every piece of work that you create is a symbol of your growth. And is it also a new addition to your portfolio as an artist? So instead of, you know, you need to start making that shift from practicing to creating. Even if it's not for a professional client assignment, even if you're not paid for it, if you do that shift and you start behaving like a professional, even before becoming one, then you will bridge that gap a lot faster. Mindset number four. And that is business mindset. The fact that you love what you do doesn't mean that you shouldn't be paid for it. So keep your mind, and this is something that I know that many artists struggle with. They wonder like, how can I charge for something that I would be doing anyways? So I want you to keep your mind open to possibilities to monetize your skills, because there are so many ways in which you can do that. And there's a lot of people out there who are seeking or looking for an expert or someone who can create the things that you create and are willing to pay a lot for it. So even if you will be doing what you're doing anyhow without getting paid, don't forget that your work is valuable and people will pay for it. Mindset number five is community collaboration. Now, as artists, we love to be in the zone. We love to be like sitting, working on our work and doing the work and just being in the flow. Now, I want to tell you that progress doesn't happen in isolation. In order to move forward, you need to connect with other people, because this will foster collaborations and also will become a source of inspiration. So I want to invite you to engage with the community and to find people with you can share your passion or your interest, and you can support one another. You will see how that has a huge impact on your confidence, on your work, and it can also lead to future collaborations. It did for me when I moved to Berlin back then in 2010. One of the first things that I did, which I, looking back, I think it was very intelligent, was joining a meetup of letter designers. And that made such a big difference in my journey because I was connecting with people who were doing exactly what I wanted to do. And that really encouraged me to go after my goals, which was like living from lettering and doing letter design. So I hope that these five mindsets that I have shared with you will help you also shape your own mindset. And remember, I have prepared a very simple resource for you so that you can have, it's a PDF where you have these five mindsets alongside links of podcast episodes where I dive deeper into each one of these. So if you're interested in shaping your mindset, I think this is a powerful resource and it will also provide you with a few affirmations that you can use to reinforce this mindset in your creative journey. So you can grab a copy on martinaflor.com/mindset. And before you go, I want to invite you to think, what are some of the shifts that you can make in terms of the things you tell yourself? What are some positive mindsets that you could incorporate that propel you forward instead of hindering your growth? So take a moment today to think about that. And hopefully this episode and the resource that I prepare for you will help you do just that. Thank you so much for joining me today and see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.